Real estate investment trust Liberty 2 Degrees, which is a retail-focused property company, has come out with a statement saying that it's planning to eradicate plastic shopping bags across all its more properties by the 1st of January 2020. That's literally around the corner. So what's driven the organization to make this move and how practical do they think this will be? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Amelia Beattie. She's the Chief Executive Officer at Liberty 2 Degrees. Thanks for joining us, Amelia. So you have this strategy called Net Zero Sustainability Target by 2030. Just explain to us what the end game is with this strategy and the why.
The net end game of that is to put more into the environment than what you take out of it, or to at least have a zero impact on it. So, so that you don't destroy the environment and use the natural resources more than what you put in.
Yes. Now, we've seen the horrific pictures of what plastics do, particularly in our oceans, and the damage and destruction caused to sea life and critical ecosystems in the sea and so on. And presumably, this is you doing your small bit to reduce this carnage.
This is absolutely doing our small bit. And it is using the platforms that we have to take people along with us on that journey. You know, we've got just over 1,000 tenants, and we're taking them with us to do that. And we've got over 20 million people frequenting our malls every year. And if everybody that comes to the Liberty 2 Degrees assets and leave their plastic bags at home or use less of them, we all make a little difference. And that's the right thing to do. There are all sorts of reasons why this is difficult and why people are trying to not do it, but it's the right thing to do. It's the legacy that we leave for the generations that come after us, and it's our duty to do that.
I hear you. So your motivation sounds very noble indeed, but your plan is just 8 months away. Have you begun to engage with your tenants? Are you getting buy-in with this idea? And when it comes to supermarkets, for example, will customers be happy to carry their shopping in papers instead of plastic and all those kind of practical considerations?
So many of our tenants have already made this commitment themselves. Some of them that are in our centres and are doing that already. With the other tenants, we have engaged and we are continuing to engage. We have a process that we will be working with them over the next 7 months to get this done. There are other alternatives than paper. There are some compostable bags. There are some other products that one can use. And we will be providing a platform for providers of those products to be able to assist our tenants in doing this and choose what is right for them. I mean, each tenant will do what is right for their business and what makes the most practical sense.
Yes.
And of course, we will be there to assist them.
In order for your strategy to be more successful, what are you doing right now by way of educational programs to help people understand why you're promoting a plastic-free environment? And just tell us a bit about your current initiative with the Alexandra community, Bana Bags, and your existing recycling programs.
So we entered into a strategic relationship with Bana Bags, which is women in the Alexandra community that are making the bags, and we sell these bags in both Sandton City and Eastgate. They are beautiful, and I heard somebody earlier on the radio say it's embarrassing for them to carry their wives' bags around. Now, you won't be embarrassed carrying the Bana bags around. They're beautiful. And so that's an initiative that is, in aid of no plastic bags, but also uplifting the Alexandra community and the women that work there.
Yes.
And we also have a recycling drop-off being in our centers that we are busy implementing, and then a number of waste management systems that we already have in place and had for some time, and that we will continue to improve and do more of them as we go through this process.
Yeah. Of course, winning this, this initiative that you're putting forward, it will come from a lot of consumer consciousness, I suppose. So one wonders which comes first, you leading the charge or the consciousness of consumers. But are you hoping that perhaps other property groups are going to do the same as what you're doing?
Yeah, for us, this is not a race as to who comes first. This is about doing the right things, and I'm hoping that this will inspire other property groups, other people, the man in the street, to think differently about this. And when they see the Liberty 2 Degrees malls, it reminds them of the duty that we have to eradicate single-use plastics, and that we hopefully do our small little bit to look after our environment.
That was Amelia Beattie. She's Chief Executive Officer at Liberty 2 Degrees.